This is Jerry Blumberg. Know-it-all. Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." John 4:13-14. Our church has the tradition of greeting those around you. I spoke to a woman today who made me stop and think. "I'm sorry," she said, "I have vision problems and can't see you very well." "I do too. Do you have macular degeneration?" I asked. "Yes, in both eyes," she answered. "I do too. Wet or dry?" "I have wet," I replied. "Both." "Are you getting shots in your eye?" I asked. "Oh, no. I had laser surgery 12 years ago, and it really messed up my vision," she answered quickly. "But," I said, "they have new methods and shots which really help. I get them in my eyes." She shook her head no, and the music began. As I walked back to my seat, I thought of the good news available to her if she would only listen. How typical is that in life? One of the sayings, no matter the context, that makes me lose it is, "We have always done it that way." I wonder what the woman at the well thought when Jesus asked her if she wanted water that would assure her of never being thirsty again. Was she satisfied with the way she currently retrieved water for her household? Maybe she wasn't thirsty. Had she already tried one of those new sparkling waters and found it didn't quench her thirst any better than regular water? Was she in such a rut that a new way looked too hard? What area of your life is so routine, but without much life and joy? You realize that options are available to make changes, but it's just too much effort. It may not work, and you're okay with the way it is. But what are you passing up? The woman heard something from Jesus that she wanted, and she didn't even know what it was. The more he talked, the more intrigued she became. And to top it all off, he knew all about her. His offer of living water was irresistible, and she realized that this man was the Messiah. She opened her heart to his water and could hardly wait to tell her neighbors and bring them to meet Jesus so they could have it too. In a world filled with fear and frustration, we have that same Jesus. He offers hope and help to fill us up with joy and peace. Speak to those around you. Don't be a know-it-all. Be an "I want to know it." Offer the living water as you meet those on your way. They may be very thirsty. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.